I'm pleased to welcome back the voice of the racers, Neil Bradley. How are you, Neil?
Pretty good, with a lot of good things going on with the racers right now.
I'll tell you what, it's been a fun season for the racers, for the fans, and honestly for us in these discussions, because we've had nothing but good news to talk about since November, and we have nothing but good news to talk about as we recap the last three games of the season. As you now know, the racers completed a perfect 16-0 regular season record, and they did it starting these last three games by a home game. They hosted Austin Peay, and there was no drama in this game, Neil. It was 89-54 racers.
No, it was just one of those. It was, I guess, gives you the idea of the different directions the programs are headed. For the racers, it extended their winning streak and kept the perfect OVC season alive. And then for Austin Peay, that was their 20th loss of the season. So three of the last 4 years, they lost 20 or more games. But this was one where the racers took control early. They had had a couple of games, including the one at Austin Peay, where they had those large leads in the first half and let those slip away, let a team claw back into it. But that wasn't the case this time as the racers coasted to victory.
Then on senior day, the racers played host to Eastern Illinois. A pretty competitive affair. The racers won 65-57.
This is one of those, when you talk about what it takes for a team to run the table in conference play, this is one where a normal team is probably going to lose this game. They didn't shoot well at all. They were under 32% from the field, barely over 30% from three-point range, and yet they still won the game. So they just did so many other things well. They took care of the ball. They rebounded extremely well and defended extremely well. And those rebounds and forcing Eastern Illinois into the extra turnovers led to 17 more shots for the racers, and that turned out to be the difference in the game, even though the racers didn't shoot it well. But the beauty of that night was the senior night. You want to win for the seniors. They all got to come out to standing ovation encores individually, and then the video that's shown at the end of it makes it a really special night.
Then the racers closed out the regular season Saturday, a game that was predicted to be tough, and it was a pretty tough affair. They went to UT Martin, came out with a 73-67 win.
Yeah, this isn't, isn't your mama and daddy's old UT Martin, where you'd go down there and name the score most of the time, not all the time, but most of the time. They're really good. Heath Schroyer's done a fantastic job, probably would have been coach of the year had it not been for the guy who resides in this town. And they were really tough. They have a starting five that actually can go toe-to-toe with anybody with their starters. They just don't have any depth on the bench at this point. And it was a terrific game. The racers up 8 in the first half. Schroyer calls a timeout. Martin goes on an 11-0 run. They're up 3 at halftime, but the racers came out with a 22-8 run to begin the second half. And they made a little bit of a run, cut it to 2, but never were able to take the lead. The racers win. Cameron Payne, if you're the preseason player of the year and you're in a big game like this, you should come up big. And what did he do? 31 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. That's a player of the year effort.
Yesterday, the OVC yearly awards were announced. Neil, let's go through those. Any surprises to you?
Not really. I'm a little surprised that TJ Sapp didn't get honored at all, either on first team or second team. So that surprised me. But no surprise, player of the year. This is one that was a hands down. That's campaign. There was no doubt about that. Steve Prohm, the coach of the year. The defensive player of the year, Corey Walden, and the freshman of the year, Cornell Johnston of Eastern Illinois. Of course, Walden plays for Eastern Kentucky. He and his teammate, Eric Stutz, made the first team along with Payne, Jarvis Williams of Murray State, Craig Bradshaw of Belmont. And then the second team, it was Marshawn Newell and DeVille Smith of Tennessee Martin, Evan Brads of Belmont, Jericus Bradley of SEMO, Trey Anderson of Eastern Illinois. Just if anyone watched the racers this year, I don't understand how you could not put TJ Sapp on one of those teams. Okay, I understand maybe he doesn't have the stats to be on the first team, but I just don't understand how he doesn't go on the second team because of what he means to the team. He's not a big stats guy, but he's just so good defensively. And from a leadership standpoint, there's probably not a better leader in the Ohio Valley Conference. So a little bit of a surprise there. DeVille Smith, Trey Anderson, Charles Jackson of Tech, Cornell Johnston, and Tamon Howard of Martin made the all-newcomer team. So not a lot of surprises other than Sapp not getting anything. That could come back to haunt teams this week.
I feel like I have to ask you the cursory question of, if something happens in the OVC tournament and the racers are upset, any chance this year for an at-large bid?
I think they have the resume for it. I don't believe there's any doubt about that. The fact that they went through the league unbeaten, thing that scares me, they don't have the signature wins that you need, you know, against a top 50 or top 100 team. That's something that they did have back in the 2011-12 season with the Memphis victory on the road. Although they've played well on the road, they have the big winning streak. I think it's best that the Racers take it out of the committee's hands and take care of business themselves.
I actually really like what the OVC does in their tournament. They reward the teams that excel during the regular season as the 1 and 2 seeds get byes all the way to the semifinals. So Murray State, as is usually the case these last few years, 2 games away from the big dance, and they will actually play the winner on Friday night of the game between the 4th seed, UT Martin, and then tonight's game between Morehead State and Southeast Missouri. All 3 of these teams, Neil, gave the Racers a certain degree of difficulty when they played in the regular season. Who of these 3 teams would you prefer to face on Friday in the semis?
Probably prefer to face would be Morehead State, because you would get them after they've played 2 games. It's not that, now if it was just them with no game played previously, that would be different. But I would definitely take them, having have to play Wednesday and Thursday. Tennessee Martin, a little dangerous. But again, whoever the Racers play is going to be coming off playing the night before. But if I had my druthers, it would be Morehead State. Martin's starting 5, pretty scary. Their depth, you know, if you're a Racer fan, what you would hope for is if it is them, they get into maybe a double, triple overtime game on Thursday night and prevail, and maybe don't have the legs to go as deep on Friday night.
And now, which of these 3 teams do you think will be playing Friday night?
I actually do think it'll be Martin. The first game, Morehead and SEMO, it's like the Underachievers Bowl if they had bowl games for basketball. I thought Morehead would win their division. They didn't. They had a couple of underachieving players, and some of that was due to injury, so it wasn't really through any fault of their own. They had to deal with that, and they weren't able to overcome it. Southeast Missouri, a head-scratcher. Any given night, you would look at them and say, well, this is the best team in the OVC. Then the next night, you would say, this may be one of the worst teams in the OVC. But they're capable. They're capable of beating any team in the tournament, and they're fully capable of losing to Morehead State. I think Martin has the better team, and that's who I think the Racers will play Friday night.
Assuming the Racers take care of business, your expected opponent in the final, would it be Eastern Kentucky or Belmont?
I actually believe it'll be Eastern Kentucky. I believe they have the better team this season. Eric Stutz has really elevated his game. Corey Walden seems to be healthy from an ankle injury. As long as he's good to go, they have the team that I think will get to the championship game. They're extremely well coached with Jeff Neubauer. And if it is Murray State and Eastern Kentucky, whoever the OVC sends to the OVC tournament, it'll be a great representative. But EKU, their resume has them probably bumping at a 14-15 seed. That Miami win will help them. They do have the signature win in the league this year, but I'm not sure how much else to go with that. The Racers, based on what they have, remember they would have the 1 loss if they do lose that game, so that might cost them a seed. They could be bumped down maybe to a 13. But other than that, I see the Racers doing pretty well if they get to the tournament.
We've entered now the single elimination part of the season. Neil, I'd like you just to kind of look back at this amazing regular season the Racers have had, a 24-game winning streak, an undefeated conference slate. Where does the season rank, do you think, among the great Racer teams?
The thing that makes it great, and this is the unique part about this season, is go look at the 2 times that the Racers have been beaten by 20-plus points and 30-plus points, and see how many times they ended up being ranked. That answer would be 0. So from where they came to where they are, that's been the amazing transformation from 2-4 to get to the point to where they may be in the NCAA tournament, that they're ranked 25th in one poll this week, that they're ranked 24th in another poll. I think that's why this ranks is a special season. And for one thing, they ran the table in the OVC. That's never been done in conference play by any Murray State team. That makes it special. The 24-game winning streak, I thought we would never see the 23-game winning streak broken. I've basically come to the conclusion, don't ever say we'll never see that again as long as Steve Prohm is the head coach, because I don't know what rabbit he'll pull out of the hat next.
Well, tell you what, Neil, the next time we meet, we will be hopefully previewing the Racers' matchups and chances in the NCAA tournament. It's been fun, and it's always a pleasure to talk to the voice of the Racers.
Well, let's hope we're dancing next time we talk.